This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. President Obama spent part of the day touring the area to view damage left by Sandy and learn about local recovery efforts. After visiting with storm-stricken residents on Staten Island, the president repeated his commitment to the long-term rebuilding effort of the region.
This is a community that is deeply rooted. You know, most of the folks that I met here have been here 20, 30, 50 years. They don't want to see their community uprooted, but there's got to be a plan for rebuilding. And that plan is going to have to be coordinated, and there's going to need resources.
President Obama was visiting the community of Newdorp on Staten Island. WNYC's Anna Sale has been following the various proposals for federal assistance, and she joins us now. Anna, earlier this week, Governor Cuomo, who appeared with President Obama today at Newdorp High School, he requested $30 billion in supplemental FEMA aid to rebuild New York. Did the president give any indication today whether he supports that request?
President Obama didn't address that number in his remarks today. And when White House spokesman Jay Carney was asked about it, he said they haven't seen details about what's in that proposal, so they can't say whether the president would support it or not. That lack of details is irritating some in New York's congressional delegation, who will be the ones negotiating for that money in a divided Congress in Washington. The governor's office, the parts of the $30 billion that they have specified, $3.5 billion to repair bridges, transit, tunnels, $1 billion for overtime costs for first responders, $13 billion for economic losses for businesses. But all of that adds up. There's still about $10 billion that's unspecified. So I talked to the governor's spokesman. He said some of that will be flood mitigation. So that could mean those hurricane barriers we've been hearing about, they cost as much as $10 to $16 billion to go in the New York Harbor.
Senators Gillibrand and Schumer announced a proposal of their own yesterday. They're asking for $1 billion for shoreline protection. Governor Christie in New Jersey has not yet released an estimate for how much damage New Jersey suffered. Is anyone taking a collective regional approach here, and should they?
Well, that's what's been interesting this week. Governor Cuomo said early on this should be a regional approach, but then he got out front with that $30 billion number for New York. Christie's office said they're not sure they're even asking for additional money yet. What he has said is he's looking at engineering beaches, which would be a project with the Corps of Engineers. That's expensive. That would better protect the Jersey Shore. Governor Christie did say this week that rebuilding will take, quote, enormous assistance from the federal government. President Obama sort of reset that dynamic a bit today by announcing that Housing and Urban Development Secretary Sean Donovan will be the administration's point person for the rebuilding plan. The president said he will work with governors as well as county leaders as well as borough presidents to put together that plan. And the president also said that it's up to the congressional delegations to get the money through Congress.
Now, Sean Donovan used to be a city commissioner with the city's Department of
Housing Commissioner, yes.
Yes. Housing preservation and development. But will he also be speaking to New Jersey officials?
He is the point person for the regional plan, yes.
So what do members of Congress make of this disarray and this heavy lift that the federal government is being asked to make on behalf of the Northeast?
Well, that $30 billion number from Cuomo's office, I did hear some exasperation from Senate offices about that, particularly because that big number did not come with corresponding details. And this is at a time when lawmakers in Washington are fighting over tax reform, entitlement spending, you know, with this budget deadline at the end of the year, the fiscal cliff that we're talking about. So there's some sense that Cuomo's office maybe was not sensitive to the politics of Washington right now. I heard things like Jim DeMint and Coburn, two conservative Republicans in the Senate, are going to go through this with a fine-tooth comb. We've got to have all the details laid out. But lawmakers from Sandy-affected states are meeting together. They got together with the head of FEMA yesterday for a briefing. And they also wrote that senators from New Jersey and New York co-wrote a letter along with nine other senators asking President Obama for more recovery money earlier this week.
As for New Jersey, we are supposed to see an estimate as soon as tomorrow of the damages, which would presumably help Governor Christie determine how much money he needs. New Jersey has a Republican governor, two Democratic senators. Are they united for now on this idea of the federal government coming in and helping states not only make pay emergency money, but also like what Governor Cuomo is suggesting, helping them rebuild a bigger, stronger New Jersey.
Yeah, what I'm hearing from the congressional delegation of both New York and New Jersey is that the emergency funding, nobody's worried about that. The FEMA has the money. So this is about the money for the long-term rebuilding. As for New Jersey right now, Governor Christie's taking the lead on coming up with the assessments, what the need might be just based on the damages. So right now there's unanimity, even though there's two Democratic senators along with Republican Governor Chris Christie. That could change, of course. We are earlier in the process in New Jersey. Nobody's talking about numbers or priorities just yet. So the New Jersey congressional delegation looking to see what Governor Christie has to say.
It's a Free Country's Anna Sales. Thanks so much.
Thank you.